Chapter 10. Where is it? Jack and Annie perched on the ledge and peered into the nursery. Teddy's lantern and hazel twig were still on the floor, but there was no sign of Teddy.
"Teddy's not here yet," croaked Annie. "Let's go ahead and put the diamond back in its place."
Jack didn't move. He didn't want to give up the diamond quite yet. It still made him feel incredibly brave.
"Jack," croaked Annie, "let's put it back in its hiding place. I'll move the tapestry."
Annie flapped to the long tapestry hanging on the wall. Fluttering in the air, she took its edge in her beak. She tried to pull it aside, but it was too heavy. She let go.
"I can't move it," she croaked. "Not as long as I'm a raven. I guess we'll have to wait for Teddy to change us back into ourselves."
She flapped to the window ledge and landed beside Jack. Jack was relieved. The longer he could hold on to the diamond, the better.
"Hey," croaked Annie, "maybe we could use Teddy's magic hazel twig ourselves. I can come up with better rhymes than him anyway. It won't hurt to try."
Jack shook his head, but Annie didn't notice. She hopped down to the hazel twig under the window. She carefully picked it up with her beak. She fluttered back up to the ledge beside Jack. Then she moved her head from side to side, passing the twig over Jack's feathered head, his body, his wings, and his claws. The twig passed over her feathery body and wings as well. With the twig still in her beak, she made a deep croaking sound.
"Ha, ha, ree, ree, jaw, jaw, hawk, knee. Oh, hazel twig from hazel tree, make him Jack and make me me."
There was a mighty roar and a flash of light and a blast of heat. Then Jack heard Annie giggle.
"Yippee! I made the magic work for us. Look!"
Jack looked down at his arms and legs and feet.
"Oh, man,"
he breathed. Orkney and Jaw were gone. Annie and Jack were back. Jack wiggled his fingers and toes. He felt his face, his mouth, his nose, his ears. He loved having his own body back.
"Teddy's gonna be so surprised," said Annie. "He acts like he's the only kid who can do magic."
She looked around the nursery.
"Hi, we're back,"
she called to the invisible children.
"Guess what? We've got the diamond."
"The diamond? Where is it?" said Jack. "I must have dropped it when you changed us."
Suddenly, they heard a swoosh and a flapping at the window.
"Teddy!" cried Annie.
She and Jack whirled around.
But Teddy wasn't there.
Instead, perched on the ledge of the nursery window, was a horrifying creature. He was part human and part raven. He had silky feathers for hair, a beak for a nose, sharp claws, and a billowing feathered cape that glistened in the moonlight like shiny black armor.
"Good evening," said the Raven King.